right, so we can go ahead and get started. I'll probably hop off the stage since there's just so few of us. If we want to get closer, you guys can do that as well. I love to talk about licensing. You know, based on what we've got here, there's like 4,990 people that have got other things to do, but this is the key group here. I can guarantee this will be the best licensing session at MMS. It's the only licensing session at MMS, but it's going to be absolutely fantastic. So my name is Adam Barron. I am a business planner at Microsoft. I look after the pricing and licensing for most of our infrastructure products, Windows Server, System Center, Windows Intune, things like that. So we're going to do a few things today. Oops. And since there's such a small group, oftentimes these licensing sort of sessions become a lot about Q&A. So we'll save lots of time for that at the end, because I'm guessing folks might have real specific questions about this is where I've got, this is what I own, this is what I don't own. So we'll have lots of time for that. But what we're going to do today is really focus on, you know, the 2012 set of things that we launched. It was a really significant year for Microsoft when it comes to Windows Server, System Center, and Windows Intune. Some really significant launches that really changed probably some of the better releases ever of these products. And with those products, we also made some really significant changes to the way you buy them, right? The licensing constructs around them. We think in a lot of ways these really help simplify and allow you to get the most value out of these things as possible. But, you know, licensing is sort of sometimes a trailing thing that people learn about. We've been out talking about the products a lot. You know, we've been talking about System Center 2012 since last year at MMS, so we're going to have this kind of time to talk, bring everybody back up to speed around what does it mean to license these things? What are some of the hot topics that we've gotten from partners and customers, and try to address some of those things. Like I said, we'll have lots of time for Q&A at the end. Let's start at the top. In September, we released Windows Server 2012. Again, like I said, a super significant release of Windows Server, really geared towards this cloud OS and the public and the private cloud. And with that, we simplified the licensing and moved it into sort of a shared licensing construct with System Center, really aligned around these two editions. So before, if you're familiar with that world, we had a few different editions. They were licensed differently, some per server, some per proc. They had different types of features and different editions. We did away with all of that and really tried to simplify this down. So now when you're thinking about the core Windows Server editions, you've got Standard and you've got Data Center. You've got a shared set of capabilities across them. No, you know, you've got all of the things you need to do to manage any or to run or manage any workload within both of these editions. The only thing you really have to think about is how much virtualization am I doing. If you're doing little or none, Standard is the thing for you. If you're doing high-density virtualization, Data Center is the product for you. So we just drill into that briefly. We're talking about the idea here that there's two editions. They're differentiated only by virtualization. So really, all you have to do is think about how many VMs I've got over here, and what's my plan for my virtualization density, and then choose. Data Center allows you to run an unlimited number of VMs on a licensed server. So that's really a great way to grow and maximize the efficiency of the server and the licensing dollar that you've spent for that server. Windows Server Standard offers 2 VMs per license. So you can put that license on a server and you can run up to 2 VMs. If you have really light density, you can use it, you know, up to 2. Or if you have a physical server, then you're covered there. Additionally, we've now aligned to a common licensing structure. So like I said before, there used to be server, there used to be procs, there used to be different kind of concepts. Now it's all a proc plus CAL model. The CAL model stays the same, right? So you buy the processor licenses, cover the server, and then the things that talk to the server, devices or users, you have to have what's called a client access license. So now it's all one unified common structure. The license that we sell that covers those processors, we really optimize toward sort of the common, the most common hardware in the market. So that's a license that covers up to 2 processors. We've got a bunch of examples on what a 2 processor license means and how you purchase it, how you deploy it, that kind of thing. But it's a 2 processor license effectively. And then, like I mentioned lastly there, we've got common features across edition. So before, Standard Edition didn't let you do branch cache or didn't have all the high availability features. We've done away with all that because it doesn't really matter. So you use standard, you use data center, and you can run whatever features you want to run. Additionally, Windows Server Standard used to have memory and processor capabilities. We've done away with all that as well. So data center, standard, you can run it on the same set of hardware. So really the idea here is you can consolidate your hardware, do whatever you want to do. These licenses are agnostic to all that. So one of the hot topics that we get from customers and partners are, listen, I'm starting to do virtualization. I want to know how I can grow. Like, so the standard price point's really great. It does what I need to do for now. But what happens if I'm growing my virtualization density? Starting with little to none, maybe I'm going to grow into something more dense in the future. There's really two key ways that you can think about doing that. This is the first one. We call this our stacking option. So this allows you to continually scale up your virtualization at a fixed instance price. So over there on the left, you can think you bought your server. You're doing very little virtualization. You've got your one license on it. Everything is good. You have two VMs. Now you want to have three VMs or four VMs on that server. How do you license that? We allow you to purchase an additional license of Windows Server Standard and assign it to that server. So now you have the ability to run up to four VMs. And if you need more, you can continue to stack those Windows Server licenses and cover all the VMs on the server. From a price point perspective, and this is all from a forward planning perspective, the break even between a set of stacked Windows Server Standard licenses and one data center license is approximately eight VMs. So that time you spin up that ninth VM and you'd need what is effectively a fifth Windows Server Standard license would have been cheaper to buy data center. So you can kind of think of everything beyond eight VMs as free with a data center license. So this is our stacking model. If you think mid-range, up to six to eight VMs on a server is where you're going to top out, stacking Windows Server licenses is going to be your best value for money on that one. If you think you're going to do more virtualization than that, even more density, the other option that we talk about is what we call our step-up model. So we'll allow you to take a license that you have and step that up. One for one. So one Windows Server Standard license, you can step that directly up to a Windows Server Data Center license. All you pay is the difference. So we'll credit you all the payments that you've already made on standard, let you move into that data center license, and now you have unlimited virtualization on that data center or on that server. The only thing to think about here is if you start stacking, stepping up can be tricky because you have to step up one Windows Server Standard license to one data center license. You can't pool two or three standard licenses and merge them together and step that into one data center license, unfortunately. So this is our step-up strategy. So this is one of the key hot topics around Windows Server and how we grow with virtualization. It's important to think about, what are your long-term plans around virtualization and optimize the licensing for that using one of these methods. So that's Windows Server at a very high level. So let's talk about, what about System Center 2012, which is really why we're all here. This is the management summit. We love System Center. System Center really was the first product out of the gate with this licensing model, and we took the wraps off of this last year at MMS 2012 and launched System Center 2012. Just like Windows Server, we've got this concept of two editions. You've got a standard thing and a data center thing. They're differentiated only on virtualization rights. So you want to do a little or no density and no virtualization, that's your standard product, is the best thing for you. If you want to do a lot of virtualization, data center really is the best product there. You get all of the features all the time. So customers can manage any workload. So in the past, you had to know whether or not you had this kind of workload you were managing or that kind of workload, and you had to buy a standard or an enterprise license. All that goes away. You just buy one of these licenses, and you can manage anything that runs on the server. Additionally, you used to have to purchase licenses for the consoles, right? You're going to stand up a distribution point in Config Manager. You needed a license for that. You wanted to have SQL with that? All right, we had to get a license for that as well. Now with System Center 2012, all that's included. You just license up the servers and the OSs that you're going to manage, and all of that infrastructure to support the deployment, the management consoles, the SQL runtime, all included with the license. So super simple there. Additionally, with the two editions and all the features all the time, you used to buy components of System Center. Now System Center 2012 is really an integrated product of management, right? So with each one of these licenses, you get all of those things you used to know as separate components, config man, ops man, service manager, et cetera. So you get all of those, and you get to use them against all your server OSs. And then lastly, just like Windows Server, this is a processor-based license. It covers up to 2 processors, just like Windows Server. So that really was the goal around licensing for your private cloud. Let's get Windows Server, let's get System Center on the same licensing path. Makes it super easy to just put those things together. You think about the servers you're running, the OSs you're running, and the servers you're managing, and you can think about them. You don't have to think about licensing those differently. So let's talk about exactly what's in those System Center products, the standard and data center. If you want to do management of the servers, you can use any one of those things that you used to know as a standalone product together. So you get OpsMan, ConfigMan, Data Protection Manager, Service Manager, VMM. You now get antivirus protection through Endpoint Protection. You get the super powerful automation through Orchestrator and App Controller to give you the deep application insights. So you get all of these features included with your System Center license. You don't have to think about, I need an extra license for this or that. It's all included within those packages. So that's server management at a very high level. We'll do a bunch of examples and kind of drill into those as we go. But let's talk about what it takes to manage clients. You know, Configuration Manager has some of the most passionate, excited people at Microsoft, I think all up at Microsoft, who use these products. So this is how you license those things to manage your desktops and your devices via System Center specifically. So in the same vein around the server management, we've simplified the client management licensing as well. Down from 11 different things you could buy to just 3. There's 3 things. They're differentiated by the elements that are included in them. The 3 things are System Center 2012, the thing people know and love. That includes Configuration Manager. It also includes Virtual Machine Manager. It's for you, your ability to really do VDI makes it much more simple. You've already got that VMM component that you can use against that desktop OS. Then we've got Endpoint Protection, which is our antivirus software, which is managed through Configuration Manager's console. Both of those things are included in what we call our Microsoft Core Cal, which includes a Windows Server Cal, those 2 elements, as well as some Office things like Exchange and SharePoint Standard Edition. And those really are, if you want any of these things, those Cal suites really are the most economical way to get access to that software. Then the last offer is System Center 2012 Client Management Suite. That includes the use rights for Service Manager, Ops Manager, Data Protection Manager, and Orchestrator. All of those things to be used against your desktops or your devices. And that, while it's sold standalone, you can absolutely just buy that off the price list. It's also included if you own Enterprise Cal, the Microsoft Enterprise Cal. And just like the server management licenses, all of these licenses include the rights to all of the management software as well as the SQL to support the deployments. So again, you want to stand up those config manager distribution points or management servers. No extra licensing required for that, as well as the SQL to store all the data, do all the reporting against all that, all included with the licenses. You just license up your endpoints. So let's drill into that just for a second, because we do think that's a super helpful thing for customers. We talked about server management. We talked about client management. If you're going to be doing server management, you have to buy these server licenses, the standard or data center things, right? And that's if you want to do on-prem or cloud-hosted managed servers, let's say you're managing SharePoint or Exchange, those are servers you're managing. If you have clients, Windows clients, those require a client license. In the past, you'd have to buy licenses for all of the management servers to do the deployment, to do all the actual administering of the management. So now, all you really have to do is think about those things you're managing. Manage servers, you buy server management licenses. Manage clients, you buy client management licenses. All the smush on the right-hand side, you just comes along for free. You can do whatever you want to do there. So I just wanted to really make sure that was clear, when you need a license, when you don't, and what kind of license. Let's talk about some examples really quickly. So we got 4 examples that really are informed by what our customers have told us, what our partners have told us, to help them understand kind of this new licensing model. So let's take example number one up there. Pretty straightforward. I've got two servers. Each of those servers are single proc servers, and they're physical. They just have one server OS on each of those. In this case, you'd need a license for each one of those servers. So one System Center 2012 license for each server is the cheapest way to do it, since you're not doing any virtualization there. So two System Center 2012 standard licenses is the most economical way to buy this, to cover those servers. So even though they only have one proc each, you still have to cover each server. The license covers up to two procs, but you still have to have a license on each server. All right, now example two. We've got a server that's got four processors on it. How many licenses do I need there? No virtualization, really just one OS running on the server. Since you have to cover all four processors with a license, you'd need two licenses, either of standard or data center. Since you're not doing virtualization here, you just would buy the System Center 2012 standard, and then you're covered there. Now, example three, this is similar to what we talked about with Windows Server. Just like with Windows Server, and you can stack those licenses to gain additional virtualization density, you can do the same thing with System Center. So you've got one two-processor server there. You've got some virtualization going on. You've got three VMs on this server. So you could buy two System Center 2012 standard licenses to cover the VM density there, right? That would give you the ability to run up to four VMs on that server. Or if you think you're going to be doing more virtualization in the future, you could buy one data center license, and that would give you unlimited virtualization on that server, which is really the example number four. I've got a two-proc server, and I've got eight VMs on that server. In that case, it's much more cost-effective to buy one data center license than the four standard licenses. Then lastly, another key question we've gotten a ton is, listen, I'm virtualizing, and now I'm moving all my stuff to a public cloud or a hosted cloud somewhere, and I'm just moving them up, you know, I'm running the VM in the cloud, for example, at my hoster. How do I manage those? What do I do from a licensing perspective? So the System Center 2012 standard license will allow you to manage up to two VMs in the cloud. The data center license will let you manage up to eight VMs in that cloud. So for example, if you have three VMs running in a hoster somewhere, you'd need most cost-effective way to do that would be to buy two standard licenses to cover those those three VMs. It's important to remember that that's an OR statement. So if you buy a System Center 2012 license, you can cover your server on-prem or your hosted instances in the cloud, not both. All right. So that's Windows Server 2012, System Center 2012, and now Windows Intune is sort of the third leg of the stool on our management and infrastructure play. So let's talk about that. So that was in December and January, we launched a new wave of Windows Intune, really changing both the product and the licensing element. And so we did that really based on feedback from you, our customers, and from our partners. And so we heard a lot of things. You told us a variety of things, and we responded both from a product perspective and from a licensing perspective. So first of all, you know, our customers told us that they wanted a solution to manage lots of different kind of devices. Our customers told us we have a heterogeneous environment, you know, lots of different kinds of devices, and we really need you to help us manage those devices. So from a product perspective, Windows Intune now provides support for Windows 8, Windows RT, Windows Phone 8, as well as iOS and Android. So the broad range of different kinds of things, as well as older versions of Windows as well. In the past, Windows Intune was a device-based license, and it always came with Windows software assurance, so for your desktop. In this world of heterogeneous environments and different kinds of devices coming in, our customers were really telling us that they didn't want to have Windows in the same place where I'm managing all the rest of these devices. So with the new version of Windows Intune, we've decoupled from that device licensing and from that Windows licensing, so you don't have to have Windows with your Windows Intune license. Secondly, our customers told us that they have a user in the middle and really surrounded by lots of different devices, right? This is just obvious. If you walk up and down the halls, everyone has phones and iPads, and I've even seen some Surfaces, which is crazy, and then their PC or their laptop as well. So from a product perspective, Windows Intune has a much stronger affinity between the user and the devices that they have. So when you're managing all of that context, you can understand where those devices live in relationship to the users. So from a licensing perspective, we thought it made a lot of sense really to move away from licensing a device at a time to licensing a user. This user now with the Windows Intune license, you can manage all the devices that that user has associated to them, be it phones or tablets or PCs, what have you. And then lastly, our customers told us, we love Configuration Manager. We love how you help us do the management there. We want to have one thing from Microsoft. We don't want to have to choose between Config Manager or Intune. Help us work together with these things. So from a product perspective with Intune that launched in December or January, we really delivered a unified experience with Configuration Manager. So from that single pane of glass within Configuration Manager, you can manage PCs, you can manage, you can consume the Intune service to manage all of these mobile devices, Windows 8, Windows RT, Windows Phone 8, iOS, and Android, are all enabled via Windows Intune. And then from a licensing perspective, we wanted to make sure that when customers bought Intune, they had everything they needed to do, unified device management from Microsoft. So they always have Configuration Manager and the Intune service whenever whenever they buy Windows Intune from Microsoft. So they have all the building blocks that they need. So let's look at what are the Intune offers. What did we start selling? And we did a demo last year at MMS around Windows Intune, but we didn't talk about the licensing changes. So this really is our mobile device management and unified device management set of offers from Microsoft. So we think about Windows Intune, which is sort of the core offer there. That includes the Windows Intune cloud service, as well as on-prem use rights for Configuration Manager. Just like you'd buy that through your CoreCal or what have you, you get to use Configuration Manager, the SQL, the management software, everything. That's included all that for $6 per user per month. Again, that's a direct price, so you go to Intune.com, that's what you'd pay there. You pay less than that through your volume license agreements with Microsoft. And that's available in both of those channels. Now, if a customer already owns Configuration Manager, we will allow you to just add Windows Intune. So you already are paying for Config Manager, you have CoreCal, what have you. You want to start doing the management of these extra devices, there's an add-on for that. So for $4 per user per month, you can include Windows Intune into your deployment, start managing all those new devices. And then lastly, if you still want Windows Software Assurance, the Windows Client upgrade to Windows Enterprise as part of your Windows Intune purchase, we still do allow that SKU as well, but it's not required that you have Windows with the purchase. The only other thing that's important to note here is that these are a per-user license, and they allow you to manage up to 5 devices per user. All right. So let's do a couple of examples. Again, these were formulated based on feedback from customers and from partners, and even had one of these questions before we started. So we'll just drill through these, and then we'll have lots of time for Q&A at the end, and so we can drill into these even further if you want to. The first example, pretty straightforward. I have 500 devices or 500 desktops, and I'm using Configuration Manager to do patch and desired end management or desired configuration management. What do I need to buy there? In that case, you'd need to buy 500 Configuration Manager client management licenses. So you can use that. You don't need to get any additional licenses for the management software or for the SQL to do it. You just count up how many desktops you have by the number of licenses. Second example, what if I have Orchestrator, and I've built some custom runbooks to do automation around sucking data in from somewhere and taking some action, and then ultimately I have Configuration Manager do something to this device because of the automation I've done within Orchestrator. In this case, while Orchestrator is not directly touching that desktop, it is participating in the indirect management of that desktop. So the customer, you'd need to purchase 500 Config Manager licenses, because that's going to be managing the desktops, as well as 500 client management suites, which allow you to have Orchestrator running against the desktop, as well as Ops Manager, Service Manager, or DPM. So you get all those additional features with the client management suite. Additionally, you could buy an eCal, for example, too, and then you're done. Now, example three, how do I start thinking about all the additional devices that I've got coming into my organization? I have 500 users that I'm managing. And each of those users has a desktop PC, they have a Windows 8 device, and they have a Surface RT tablet, for example. What do I need to license in that case to manage all of those different kind of devices? So in this case, you could go and purchase 500 Windows Intune licenses, and then you're done. You've got all the components you need to start managing all of those devices for all 500 of your users. Or if, for example, you already own Configuration Manager, you could just add the Windows Intune add-on and start and plug that into your Configuration Manager deployment and start managing all those additional devices. All right, I think we're almost done here. So just we'll recap really. This is the recap of the recap. So we'll just really quickly, these are the sort of great slides if you want to, I think these are distributed after the fact, but if you want to go back and watch this or have your procurement people back at home watch this, these are your sort of takeaway slides, I think. This is really around server management licensing. This is really the unified view of everything server, OS, plus management from Microsoft, right? You've got two editions. You've got standard and you've got data center. That applies to Windows Server 2012, System Center 2012, as well as what we call our core infrastructure suite SKUs, which are those two things put together. You can buy that under your enterprise agreement in an enrollment for core infrastructure at a significant discount there. Then, those license types. Look, both of them are two processor licenses, so exactly the same licensing type. From a features perspective, all of those licenses include everything that you'd need to do management and to do to run the OS. The only thing that's different about those two elements is the virtualization rights. Standard gets you two VMs. Data center gets you unlimited VMs. All right, so the similar slide for client management license. What are the things that I buy and what's the difference between them? Really four key offers. You've got Configuration Manager, Endpoint Protection, and the Client Management Suite, as well as Windows Intune. You can see the included elements there. And then CoreCal gets you Configuration Manager and Endpoint Protection. ECal is the Client Management Suite. And in all those cases, if you own those things up above, you can add that on. You can add Windows Intune on later, or you can buy Windows Intune separately. So with that, that's like a year's worth of licensing in 27 minutes, which is like this is incredibly fast to go through all that. So there's a small group of people. We can, we can come closer if you have questions. You can either stay or you can go. There are the feedback forms and whatnot that you can fill out. But I'll just pause there for any questions. There's a mic there, or you can just yell. There's like 12 of us. What's up?
A question about service manager.
Yeah.
Managed device. When does the device become managed? Is it enough that it's synchronized to the CMDB, for example? Or do you actually have to do some work with it, attach a work item or something?
Yeah, it's a good question. If I remember the rule correctly, is this like, are you talking about server devices or client devices?
Client devices. Typically, you get a help desk ticket and you relate to the configuration item, for example.
Yeah, as I recall, the rule is if you're in the CMDB and you have an OS, the device needs to have a license. but we could talk about your specific example. So if Service Manager is issuing a ticket against that device to have Configuration Manager take action against it, ultimately, that's what we call indirect management. So you wouldn't necessarily need a license, you would need a license in that case for Service Manager to orchestrate that interaction with Configuration Manager. So then you'd need one of the Client Management Suite licenses.
But if you have a lot of devices that maybe never or probably not will be related, but just are synchronized from Active Directory. Did I understand it correctly? Did you need the client management license for that?
Why don't I give you my card and I can follow up with that one. So if you're doing indirect management, meaning Service Manager is putting, you're going to ultimately do something with Configuration Manager or some other management tool on those devices or desktops, then you would need a license for that. And I think the rule is, if it's in the CMDB plus it has an OS, that's typically the rule of thumb. Yeah. But there are some edge cases around that that we could talk about specifically. But that's the rule as it's written in the licensing.
Thank you.
Language. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. So the ECI is the enrollment for core infrastructure. That's an enrollment under an enterprise agreement. So you sign your enterprise agreement, then there's a variety of enrollments under that agreement. There's the desktop enrollment, there's the enrollment for core infrastructure, there's enrollment for AppPlat, enrollment for Azure. The ECI is a enrollment where if you sign up and license 50 procs minimum, you get a 20% discount on the sum of Windows Server and System Center. So you cover, you know, a large chunk of your servers, and we give you a discount. So that's ECI. The SKUs inside of ECI are actually called CIS, the Core Infrastructure Suite. And so they're at a 20% discount inside ECI. We also sell those same SKUs outside of ECI at a 5% discount. So really just if you only want to have one thing, you check the box on the sheet with the partner, then you just can buy that. You get a 5% discount. But there's no minimum requirement. You don't have to have 50 procs minimum. That's a great question. The question was asset inventory reports, are those exclusively in Intune, or are they used to be in Config Manager as well, right? That's a great question. I don't know that they're taken out of Config Manager and that element. So they we can confirm that. I can follow up with you after the fact. Do you know, Jim? They're still in there. So Jim is one of our engineers on the Intune and Config Manager side. So they're still there. And then there's also the map tool. I don't know if you know about map as a free thing that does asset inventorying and things like that outside of Config Manager. Yes, question in the back. The question was, fix the tools to get proper reporting kind of around, like, what do I have deployed versus what licenses do I own to help me sort of put those things together? And also for SPLA. Yeah, those are all good questions. We absolutely think this is one of the questions we get a lot from our customers. Like, help me be compliant, right? Like, don't come in later. We don't want to do the SAM thing. SAM is really good. It's important. But what do you do, Microsoft, natively in the tools? Absolutely, it's top of mind. I can't share anything specifically today, but it's clearly one of the things that's really important, we think, to get right moving forward, especially as we have now this real high level of portability between the kind of concept of three clouds, right? Private cloud, on-prem, Azure, and then hosted clouds. As you move around, we absolutely, it gets more and more difficult for customers to figure out what they own. SPLA in particular, the reporting engines there. That's what I can say at this time about that. That's a great question. Yeah, that's a good question. The question was, can I take my licenses that I own on-prem and use that on Azure? The answer is no. So the answer is sort of. that's always a good licensing answer. We have a concept that comes with our software assurance benefit. It's a benefit of software assurance called license mobility. And that allows you to take a license on-prem and move that to a hosted cloud, either in Azure or someone else's cloud. Windows Server, unfortunately, doesn't participate in the license mobility, because really that's what you get when you buy Azure. You're buying the infrastructure there. And so you have your infrastructure you paid for on-prem, you pay for your infrastructure in Azure. The workload that runs on top of that infrastructure, you can move around. Like Exchange, for example, you could move that through license mobility. I thought I saw another hand, too. Did that answer your question? Okay. Yes. Yeah, that's one of the super hot topics that we get from our customers and partners. And what I'll say first of all there is Orchestrator was absolutely built with server management in mind, right? So when you think about System Center 2012 and you got all the components and all the licenses, you're doing tons of automation. That's really the heart and soul of what the private cloud is, right? Doing, turning VMs on, spinning things up, adding, you know, using Orchestrator to do all of that. We found that customers also really like to use that automation to do things with desktops, right? To automate various tasks. The licensing rule in that case is Orchestrator in doing those functions is what we call indirectly managing those desktops. So, for example, if you have Orchestrator, you know, when people, what was the one someone just emailed me about last week? If I use Orchestrator Runbook to take names that get added to a distribution list in AD, I take those names out, I put them in a catalog or a what have you in Configuration Manager, then Configuration Manager provisions them software. In that case, Orchestrator is indirectly managing those desktops via Configuration Manager. So in that case, you'd need to have one of the client management suite licenses. And again, those are sold standalone. You can buy that and you get all four of those elements. Or if you own the Enterprise CAL. One of the other kind of hot topics or feedback that I've seen in the community is that the thought process was that if I don't have eCAL, I can't use Orchestrator on my desktops. And we absolutely sell that client management suite separately outside of eCAL. So you don't have to have an eCAL. That's sort of one of the things I've seen. Did that help clarify answer your questions? Anything else? Sure. Yeah, it's a great question. So we haven't specifically made any changes to Windows Server CAL licensing. Microsoft at a company level changed the price of the user CAL because of that fact where you have, you know, you've got a user who has multiple devices. That's more, you know, so we raised the price there on the user CAL by 15%. So it's slightly more expensive to get the user CAL, but a ton more value because you can use that on any number of devices associated to that user. But you still, you know, any device or user that's accessing your on-prem Windows Server CALs, or excuse me, your on-prem Windows Server infrastructure still require those CAL licenses. And we think that, you know, the user CAL more and more with BYOD, if you have your private cloud, you have infrastructure running on-prem, the user CAL just makes more and more sense to license as such. So you think about devices that are accessing mail and collaboration stuff through on-prem, the user is sort of really at the heart and soul, at the center of all of that, of all those elements. So nothing specific there. You know, Azure and Splaw don't require CALs, right? So the concept of a CAL is very on-prem infrastructure focused. That's how those three kind of clouds are different. Yep. That's a great question. So Azure Active Directory is included with your Azure subscription. So you buy, let's say you buy Azure Compute, Storage, or Data. Oh, yeah. Sorry, let me just grab my card real quick. There you go. So yeah, you're, I'm just going to hop down.